Send a movie idea.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one will be taken to the next stage if we remember to do the bit where we take one to the next stage. And the next stage in this instance is that it will be used as a bargaining chip for peace negotiations between the Koreas.
Ah.
I don't know if they call them the Koreas, but things have cooled off a bit. It seems like you can just be like, the Koreas, you know?
Yeah.
I had Korean food for lunch.
Sounds. Where are we going for dinner? Oh, we're going over to the Korea's house. Sounds like a family name, doesn't it?
It does sound like, yeah, well, they're a big happy family now. Everything's fine.
Lovely.
Everything's fine. I'm Joel, a man who puts the hung in hungover. And across from me is John Harris, a man who drank 3.5 pints of weak ale last night and hasn't stopped complaining since. Oh, I don't like beer.
I hate beer.
Means I didn't enjoy myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's all true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
Off recording, because when on podcasts when people say off air, I always think it sounds like it's live, so I'm going to say off recording.
Nice,
off
yeah.
recording,
off mic.
Off mic, Joel is totally on my side with this.
Yeah.
But on pod, he's acting all Billy Big Balls.
I want this recording to be over so quickly because I'm going to go home and eat Domino's in my pants.
Yay!
Go to domino's.co.uk/pants for 10% off Domino's. John.
Hello.
I've got nothing.
Is this the podcast?
I've got nothing left.
Mate, you've got Domino's and pants later.
You're going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting this week.
I mean,
give me many film ideas.
Well, fortunately, our lovely, lovely listeners have.
Yeah, I haven't checked any of the channels.
Exactly.
I haven't looked in any of the pipes, mate.
But fortunately, I checked out our DMs. So this one's from Lucy. The Thing 1 and Thing 2.
What are Thing 1 and Thing 2?
They're
Dr. Seuss thing.
Yeah, I think they're from Cat in the Hat. They've got
like side characters in Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, I think they just cause mayhem.
Okay.
And the Thing causes mayhem.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Thing? I've seen The Thing.
I haven't seen The
Thing. It's one of the few horror films I've seen. I saw it in German, though.
Okay. Das Thing. The Thing.
I don't think it was one that was massively dependent on what was being said, so I still got the gist.
Okay.
They're in a snowy place.
Yeah.
A creature keeps deforming into loads of weird
Was
monsters.
The creature German?
Was it? Well, I mean, it spoke German.
The Thing spoke German? Does The Thing speak? I honestly... In my head, The Thing is like just like a gelatinous blob.
You're right. Sorry. Yeah.
Is it?
It's confusing.
What is The Thing?
Well, it takes loads of forms.
Oh.
So one and it goes into the like it infects the people and it makes them turn into really weird creatures and stuff.
Oh,
it's
I didn't
like
know
a
there
virus
was,
that turns you mad and monstery.
I thought
also,
The Thing was just one thing, but then it can't. So The Thing is still The Thing when it infects someone and turns them into a different creature.
Yeah. So actually,
what's that creature? The Thing.
I assume the entire. Biomass is the thing.
The virus is the thing.
Yeah. If you
not any of the creatures. What are they?
Well, they're all part of it,
thinglings.
Aren't they?
Thinglings. They're little thinglings.
Little thinglings.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what about Sam I Am? Because he's not. He doesn't like green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
That much we know. What else do we know about Sam I Am? No, hang on. No, that's a lie. Sam I Am is the guy peddling the green eggs and ham. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. That would suggest Sam I Am's always trying to give him green eggs and ham. I will not eat them on a boat. I will not eat them in a moat. That's kind of how the book goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he won't eat them in a lot of places.
I will not eat them up in space. I will not eat them off your face. It's stuff like that.
If someone offered me a meal that I didn't want, mm-hmm. the location of the meal doesn't massively affect whether I'd accept it or not.
Not true.
Okay.
Someone offers you a vindaloo in the Sahara Desert.
Okay, fine.
Someone offers you a vindaloo in the Arctic Circle. I tell you what, after a vindaloo, you wouldn't have an Arctic Circle, mate. Is there a thing from the Arctic Circle?
I think so. It's definitely a snowy place.
You couldn't tell, mate. It's in German. Yeah, I'm quite interested in green eggs and ham.
Yeah,
would you eat them? Someone, you come
who's
over there,
peddling
right?
Who's peddling it?
Sam, I am. So I
don't trust that guy.
You're coming over for breakfast, yeah. And I'm like, look,
I got a chef in.
Tesco was closed, but a bloke popped round. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Sam, I am." And I said, "Do you know Will?"
I got it.
Yeah, because he sold me some black eyed peas earlier. are they going to go together? And I'm cooking you up breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm like, mate, I've got some eggs and ham. What you're thinking? Lovely. You're at the table.
I'm excited.
I bring the plate.
Why are you making me ham for breakfast?
That's a good point. Bacon's sort of ham, isn't it?
Yeah, fine.
So anyway, I pop it down.
Yeah.
And it's just green.
All of it. And yolks, like, whites.
Yeah, but they're different shades.
Okay.
And so imagine if it is bacon, yeah. The sort of the fleshy bit, it's quite a dark green.
Yeah.
And the fat's quite a light green. Similarly with the egg.
Yeah, yeah.
The egg white, yeah. Quite a light green.
Yeah.
The yolk, a deep green. Very deep green. And that's put in front of you. What do you say?
What have you done?
You know me quite well, though, don't you? So yeah. I'm going to give you two situations.
Yeah.
Firstly, you're at mine, and I make you that,
mm-hmm.
and it's just green.
Yeah.
You're going to say, why is that green?
Yeah.
And I'll say, Sam, I am.
Yeah.
I'll say, it's that or nothing, mate, basically.
Sam, I am.
Would you give them a go?
Are you eating them?
Yeah.
Yeah, then fine.
But not in front of you. I say that I've already eaten mine.
Well, look. So I'm not going to tell the full story, but something happened to me the other day that I've told you about,
yeah.
That made me realise that even though I think I'm a strong, independent adult, I'm clearly so susceptible to peer pressure still,
yeah.
that someone in a senior position to me offering me something, I will still do it,
yeah,
even
yeah.
if my better judgment is saying this is stupid. So, probably.
That brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
You're at your girlfriend's mum's house.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
she
100%.
Brings out green eggs. And you'd eat
the best meal I've ever eaten.
That's so true. You'd be like, yeah, great, give me the green eggs.
Third option, Heston. You're at Heston's restaurant.
Then even better. You'd be annoyed if they were the standard colour.
Yeah.
You're not trying, Heston. It all brings me round to green ketchup.
It always does.
Which was a thing back
does.
In the day.
I think we've talked about that on this very podcast.
Yeah, we probably have. People don't remember it. Green ketchup happened for a bit.
I did in purple as well.
No, mate, you're dreaming. That's mad. That is mad.
If I had green eggs and ham, would I also have green ketchup?
Yeah.
It seems silly not to.
Yeah, it would be weird.
I think it'd make it look horrible. I think it would actually look better with green ketchup than it would with red ketchup.
I feel like if green ketchup was still around now,
yeah.
It would have a hard time getting through the sugar tax.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot going on in that. That's very much a condiment that could only be legal for a very short period of time.
All right, Lucy, I think we've given your pitch the respect it deserves. What about this one from Tim? Mad Max, Fury Road. Exact same movie, but the cast is replaced with dogs and directed by that guy who made Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Also, Max is now a German Shepherd with rabies.
Look, who's that from?
Tim.
Tim, you've missed a trick here, mate. Barking Mad Max.
Barking Mad Max.
Furry Road.
Furry Road.
Yeah. It's a team effort, Tim.
Yeah,
we're in
yeah.
this together.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all trying to get these films commissioned.
The contributor gets 33% of the royalties.
So it's all... the dogs drive the cars? Or are they just running through the desert?
I prefer running.
Yeah. What about the guitar one?
Oh, good question. He's like a chihuahua on top of like a bulldog.
With a little guitar?
Yeah.
A little chihuahua guitar? No, he's got a... what's like an instrument he could have around his neck that he could play with his tongue?
he's got one of those Bob Dylan harmonicas.
Yes, he's got a Bob Dylan harmonica. That's great. Could a dog blow? Do animals blow?
Elephants definitely do, don't they?
Oh, big time, mate. That's like their main feature. And obviously whales and dolphins and things. Well, but I don't think there's any domestic pets that do. It's not...
If you returned to your house and your dog was just whistling in the corner,
that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
That'd be the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Or no, more so if you walked in, who's playing that harmonica? You walk into the kitchen, there's actually your dog.
I think that pets being able to whistle is probably the first sign of their uprising.
Yeah, it feels like they've kind of watched us.
Yeah, and then opposable thumbs come next, and then
they can play any instrument, can't they? That's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah,
when the animals can play any instruments.
Because like keyboard cat couldn't actually play the cat. He played the keyboard, he just couldn't play a cat. We didn't believe.
Is this some sort of conspiracy theory that you're peddling?
Yeah, it was a man in a suit. The keyboard playing was legit. Okay. The cat wasn't.
The cat wasn't legit.
Yeah.
Nice, okay. Love keyboard cat.
That is the coldest take of all time. Wait till you read my article all about it. Yeah, so it's just like I assume it's like a family fun romp, this furry road.
Yeah.
What happens in Mad Max Fury Road? It's just a bunch of car chases. And I say that as someone who loved the film. Like, that sounds very disparaging.
I liked it, but when they turn around and go back across the desert, I thought, come on, guys. That is rubbish.
Fury Road won't have any U-turns.
Cool. So they've got an end point.
Straight forward.
In Mad Max, they literally do drive across the desert and go, oh, no, you've got to go back across. It's like they left their keys at home. It's ridiculous. That is a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Agreed. Yeah, guitar dog. Do they spray the silver paint in their mouths?
Yeah, the main guy looks
big,
a bit like a
king dog.
Yeah, but he's got a face of one of those. You know, the blonde dogs with the long hair.
He does a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Tim, thank you.
Tim, thanks.
What about this one from Kelly? Kelly's given us two. She was clearly inspired by my kaiju contributions to the world. She's either got the Lion King Kong or the Stephen King Kong.
Good, okay. Okay, so massive lion?
Yeah.
Giant lion. Which, look, I've thought about this for a while but never broadcast it. Is the gorilla the best animal to make big to take down a city?
Well, Rampage is testing that out, isn't it, with the big...
Yeah, so, I mean, but King Kong's also the one that's tested that out most famously.
Yeah. But
what else is in Rampage?
In Rampage, there's an alligator and a wolf. Massive ones.
Okay. How big is the wolf?
Are we specifically...
It's weird to make like a wolf big, isn't it? But a crocodile and stuff, because they are quite big. I think that's why it's okay, because they kind of seem big.
I think it's partly...
They suit it.
Because they move in like a slow way, which
but making a wolf
suits
big.
Itself to big. Whereas is it going to be slow now, or is it still going to be as fast, which would be really weird.
And how long are its legs? That's what I think's weird. That's the weirdest bit.
Are you saying what's the best animal to make big for destroying a city?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Skyscraper stuff.
Yeah. A hippo?
Eagle.
An eagle?
A rhino would be excellent.
A rhino would be so good.
Yeah.
You can imagine a rhino being big.
Yeah, because
it's big.
Slower and
it's pretty big.
Pacey. Yeah.
But, we're not considering like an ant, but big. I'm talking really big.
It's weird. A snail.
Or a scorpion. Imagine a scorpion, but really big.
Okay, thanks, mate. I can do that.
Really big. They're not increasing to the same scale.
What?
It's as big as King Kong. So everything I'm talking about. So a scorpion. Imagine a scorpion that big.
I'm imagining it. It's great. It's a pincer the tops of buildings.
Yeah, it could just spike anything with its tail.
I think what could be really fun is like a lamb.
A really big lamb.
Yeah, because then the rock...
What would it do?
Inevitably, the rock would have to be sent in a big helicopter to try and take it down. But all the children would be like, no! It's so cute!
It would be so cute.
Yeah. Just innocently smashing buildings, like, in its...
Without realising.
Yeah, because it's all giddy.
What about when it grows into a sheep?
Bin it.
Ram page.
No. Sorry, I just broke for a second there. I was so impressed with that.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
What are we doing? Oh, the Lion King Kong. Right.
Yeah.
The Lion King Kong, is it just one lion that's giant?
I think it's King Kong, but with songs. Oh, King right. Song. Sing song. Hang on.
Sing song. The musical version of King Kong on the West End.
That's actually fucking brilliant, mate. Yeah. Cut that out, because someone loved that.
Is that on John Lloyd?
Have you still got Andrew Lloyd Webber's number?
Yeah. Speed dial.
Big time.
He's desperate to get on the podcast.
The big musicals of the last 3 years. yeah. Book of Mormon, Hamilton, Sing Song. And he's got form because King Kong's taken to Broadway.
Oh, right, in the film.
In the film. But the reason it doesn't go well is he's put in a cage, not given a top hat and a cane. So.
Sing Song.
The King Kong musical.
Yeah. Is it a jukebox musical where he does famous songs that already
about
exist?
About monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he re...
So Gorilla Song, songs by the monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see and hear this.
All right, I'm going to dedicate my life to making this now.
I'm looking forward to the really shoddy stage effects that make it look like he's like climbing up buildings and stuff. I'm very excited. Does he talk then?
Yeah, he talks. He sings.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, what about this one from Bhakti? And Bhakti's actually got a little story for us that I will share for you after the show.
Is the film Bhakti the Future?
No.
Oh, well, I don't want to hear it.
What, it's just about her
yeah.
going back in time?
Yeah, and then to the future. And then back in time, and then to the future, and then back, and then to the future, and then back into the future.
Back to the future.
Yeah.
A film about a listener that most people don't know, recreating...
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future yeah. trilogy. Right, anyway, let's go to her actual idea, which is The Torn Identity. Natalie Imbruglia wakes up having no idea
Good.
About her musical career.
For some reason, I immediately thought of a tawny owl, but that's probably because of the chat we're having. Wouldn't an owl be good?
Right.
Anyway, sorry,
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
She wakes up having forgotten that she is
a pop star.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And so Natalie Imbruglia wakes up, no idea she's a pop star. So she's about to embark on a world tour.
Oh, wow. What I assume... Right, because in The Born Identity, he has no idea who he is. Whereas in this, it seems a bit more like she's going to wake up and there's going to be, like, her tour manager is going to be like, all right, we need to go.
And people say, are you Natalie Imbruglia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't know. So then what we've got to decipher... So she's got to slowly learn all... This is all boring montage stuff, but she's got to slowly learn to be Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some cheesy line about, like...
We're all Natalie Imbruglia.
Forgetting how to be Natalie Imbruglia made me realise that I had forgotten how to be Natalie Imbruglia. But we have to work out who would be like a rival pop star of that era.
Dido.
So Dido
yeah.
has got her memory wiped because they're basically doing the exact same tour, like the same different venues in the same cities every night.
I thought you were going to say Dido's like, you know, the assassins they hired to take out Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
And they try and outperform Natalie Imbruglia, but none of them can. Because Natalie Imbruglia, the old tricks kick in as soon as she steps on stage. She doesn't even realise. So she's obviously fucking terrified. She's got no idea that she's going to be able to do it. But when she steps out there, it's like Bourne. Like when Bourne just kills someone with a biro, Natalie Imbruglia picks up a mic, just floors everyone in the crowd. She's like, what's happening?
So like Dido was in the wings hoping that she would die so that she could... metaphorically, so that she could come out and take the rest
of the set.
And be
Dido, yeah. No luck though, Dido. Fooled again.
What about this one from Connie? 4 weddings, 3 men, a funeral and a baby.
Okay. four weddings. So is one of the men marrying a baby? That's not right.
No. Okay. Is one of them killing a baby? Oh, that's all. No,
does the baby kill one of them?
That's, I like that.
That's better. Yeah. All right.
Babies murdering adults is funny.
That is really funny. And there's not enough of it in modern cinema.
I don't think it's happened since The Simpsons when Maggie killed.
Yeah,
he didn't even kill.
That's the ultimate example, isn't it?
Yeah, shot burns.
Okay, so baby serial killer.
But there's only a funeral, so is it a mass funeral?
Mass grave.
You've made it less funny. You've made it sadder again.
Oh, sorry. That's just the kind of hungover guy I am today.
I kind of want to work out what this is, but I also just want to do a separate film that's about a baby assassin. Because we, all the way back in maybe like
episode like
one
baby,
or
right?
two, we were talking about Baby Driver.
Yeah.
And we talked about baby pallbearer or whatever it was, how that's, or funeral director, that's not a fun baby job.
No.
Baby assassin.
Baby assassin, yeah.
Baby, is it?
Baby faced assassin, that's one of the boxers.
Oh, yeah.
One
yeah.
of the boxers is
yeah,
the
yeah,
baby faced
yeah,
assassin.
Yeah. Boxer, the punchy guys. Yeah. I know. I assume Hugh Grant's in there somewhere.
It's called The Baby Faced Assassin. Mate, I've got a story.
Okay.
So, it's called The Babyface Assassin.
Yeah.
Loads of boxing fans go because they think it's going to be a biopic about whichever boxer it was.
Yeah.
And then it's like Boss Baby, the movie, but the baby's just killing people left, right and centre. Do you know why I thought of that?
Why?
My mum went to the cinema this week.
Uh-oh.
To see what she assumed to be the Malcolm X film, Black Panther.
No.
So she just looks at cinema times.
Some small indie
she
film.
She just looks
Black
at cinema
Panther.
Times and saw Black Panther. She went and she turned to her partner as the film started and said, "Why are so many kids here?" Great, hey? Isn't that great? She's never seen a Marvel film. She's got no context for any of it.
But to be fair,
enjoyed it.
I was about to say,
enjoyed it.
If you're going to start with one in recent years,
really great stuff, though, isn't it?
Oh,
I kind of like the idea of just picking films solely on the title. That is amazing, isn't it? Like, no research around it. I assume was on the Odeon website. I didn't even click Black Panther to find out what it's about. I just saw it and thought, well, that can only be about one thing. That can only be about one thing.
Also, I like
and
that.
That's the crowd we're going to get with the Baby-Faced Assassin. Oh, it might have been Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
I just also like the fact your mum's been living under a rock for 3 months and doesn't know what Black Panther is.
You're assuming, mate, that people over the age of 50 care about superhero films.
Yeah, I guess. It just is on all the buses and stuff. I assume she gets plenty of buses.
You're assuming people outside of London over the age of 50 see buses? Hey, where I grew up, there's a bus every 3 hours.
Same.
Yeah, we're not paying attention to the ad on it.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was a Black Panther ad on a bus that I had the opportunity to see twice in a day.
Because I don't think we've done real justice to Connie's lovely idea of four weddings, three men, a funeral and a baby. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, Hugh Grant will be playing the baby. It's him in like a big nappy.
Loved it. That's not nice.
killing people.
He plays a great villain. We learned that from Paddington 2.
Amazing. Brilliant. I think I've seen him sell dog food dressed as a dog, so I think he can sell a baby assassin.
Yeah, we don't talk about the early 2000s. It wasn't a great time for his career. Right, so I think we should probably move on to our own ideas at this point. As I sort of hinted at earlier, John, I'm not really present today.
Firing on half cylinder.
Yeah, there's no cylinders left.
Yeah.
I'm running on empty, as good old Jackson Brown once sang. So I'm going to talk you through what happened here when I tried to pick a film.
Yeah.
So I knew that John was approximately 30 seconds away from the door.
Yeah.
And that's when I began to think about recording this podcast. So I've got for you Singing in Lorraine.
Okay.
It's a story about a singing quiche.
Because I think, I'm worried that Singing in Lorraine has come up, but I believe that was to do with Lorraine Kelly.
Wasn't to do with quiches.
I don't think so. So I think we're in safe ground.
So it's a singing quiche Lorraine. That's all I got.
Yeah.
And I've also got...
Is this going to be like the short musical that happens before
the next song? Before singing song. Yeah. I've also got Coventry of Life.
Oh, mate. No, we're not doing Coventry of Life.
I don't know what Tree of Life's about, but I have been to Coventry.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Anyway, what's your idea?
Mine's actually equally as...
I refuse to believe that.
You know, there's that film, The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas.
Yeah.
Does that mean that in the caveman times.
They had Vegas.
Yeah, well, it does mean they had Vegas because I've seen that film when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Does that mean they have like all the cities? And do they have an entire... What I'm trying to say is, because the whole thing about the Flintstones was it was like modern day society in the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
As cave people. Was it in the 50s? And yeah. I know I always bring it back to this question, but does that mean there was caveman Hitler? Whenever you do a parallel version of an Earth, but slightly different,
yeah,
the question always
so.
Is there a version?
How would
is
they
there
have crossed? How would they have crossed continents to have war?
Boats.
That they row with their feet.
Have you seen? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. Was there any other transport beyond feet cars?
What, like pedal helicopters?
Yeah, yeah, probably. They probably did that, didn't they?
Yeah. I think the Flintstones is one of the biggest contributors to the myth in my head that humans and dinosaurs existed at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, you're brought up to see that as fact.
Yeah. And I assume that they, you know, slid down Diplodocus's necks at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, working in a quarry? Don't know what they're doing there.
Yeah. But, like, also, so if the Flintstones is essentially, like, kind of a quasi-stone version of modern-day America in the 50s, does that mean they had a caveman time before them? And what was that like?
I am clearly not in the position to be thinking about this, mate.
What would their caveman times have been like? Would they have had a history where dinosaurs and humans coexisted?
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
And if they remade Flintstones now, would it be a quasi-version
of modern
day?
You're making me so angry.
Would it be a version of modern day with like fake with caveman
fake, like,
internet
and stone iPhones and stuff?
Yeah,
iStones.
And caveman Kardashians.
Ooh.
We love the Kardashians.
Yeah, we won't say a bad word about the Kardashians because of their power.
Yeah.
They're so powerful.
We love and are scared of the Kardashians. Yeah.
Well, this is a weird end. It's petering out. Have you met my good friend Peter out?
I have. I mean, he's been here every episode.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we finally...
He normally shows up the last sort of 2 or 3 minutes. Right, anyway.
Should we pick a winner and it won't be fucking us?
It won't be one of us, I'll tell you that much. What did I like? I quite liked...
We got more juice, in inverted commas, out of Torn Identity than I was expecting.
Torn Identity it is. That brings us to the end of the show. We know it's the end of the show because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And lo and behold, it's a bloody singing gorilla. Let's go get some green eggs and ham.
As I was saying in the episode, Bakhti's brought a story for us.
Cool.
And, I don't know if you remember, I'm going to say 3 episodes ago. I've plucked that number out of my head. It feels like it was 3 episodes ago. You told us about your haircut-based phobia.
Yeah. Do you want a refresher?
Yeah, go for it.
It's not really a phobia, but I always just imagine a situation where mid-haircut, where I'm at my most stupid, my hairdresser dies or has a heart attack or something goes horribly wrong and I have to walk out into the streets of London with a terrible haircut. And like, what do I do in that situation? You know, demand a refund, find a new hairdresser. It's tricky, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I think about that every time I get my haircut.
So, Bakhti told us a story of her friend. So we're going, this is what, 3 degrees of separation?
Mm-hmm.
We won't name the friend, but we'll tell the story.
Great.
My friend was going on a holiday and already tormented herself all week deciding to go home outside of London where prices are normal.
Yep.
To get a wax done instead of London, which would have been convenient.
Yeah.
She waited so long deciding that she didn't leave time to go home. No. So ended up settling for a lady that waxes from her house in London.
Mm.
And this is already
sounding
bad
dodgy.
Story, right? Halfway through the body wax, the lady gets a call from someone, right? And discovers that someone that she knows has just died. So she had to just stop mid-wax.
Shit.
Right? To add insult to injury, this was an old elderly lady who didn't drive. So then she asked the friend to drive her to the relative's house.
Oh my God.
So this person's friend is half waxed, driving an old lady.
Have we got any detail on the half? So my fear is grounded somewhere. Like, it's genuinely a good fear.
Yeah.
That, you know, I should be thinking about it. I should be vigilant. Cut your own hair. That's the message. The message
is
you can't
attack?
Rely on anyone.
What if you see yourself in the mirror half a year, it's the worst, and then you have a heart attack and die?
Does an undertaker cut your hair? You know how they...
Do the nails and stuff.
They do all your nails and make your face look nice. Do they give you a haircut?
I don't know.
I wonder.
It's a great question, John.
Any undertakers listening? Let us know. I would genuinely love to know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question.
Undertakers, are they also hairdressers? So, here's a secret.
This is post-post
round. Because I'm really hoping no one will ever hear
one
this.
One person is listening.
Even if there's one person hearing this, that's dangerous, potentially quite dangerous. So at the end of the recording last week, guys, we just smashed it. We just produced some serious gold. John and I were flying. We were giddy. We didn't really know what was going on. The thing we were recording to, I should also state, the thing where we record is my place of work. The device that we record into records onto a little SD card. And, you know, we record it, we hit stop. I pop the SD card out, put it on a laptop, we transfer the files. A tale as old as time.
Yeah.
People have been WeTransferring forever. Because we were so giddy last week, I popped the SD card out with such reckless abandon that I somehow managed to flick it into this tiny slot that's next to the desk, and it fell. And it fell kind of... And the slot's too small for an arm, even a slender arm like mine, to reach down and grab. And so the SD card was gone. And I just lost my mind. Absolutely lost my mind. John got very quiet and nervous and worried about the situation. And I just stood on the desk and kicked it until enough broke that I could reach the SD card. But what I didn't anticipate was that would mean the whole desk would fall from the wall. And I really fucked it, guys. I completely fucked the room. It was like the red mist descended.
It was peculiar. I've not seen that side of you, John. Also,
yeah, I know. Well, I was really sad that John had to see that side of it.
Joe may not have noticed because he was in such a rage. But he says I stood quietly. I wasn't even in the room at the time.
Oh, right, yeah. I actually don't remember that.
I was in the kitchen area of the office looking for anything I could use to, like, pry out this SD card.
Sounds like an alibi, that, mate.
And then I just heard this massive crack and ran back into the room. That's Joel hulking out.
Yeah, I really did.
Clothes.
I was so sweaty as well. I went absolutely mad. It was a good episode last week. I thought, oh, that's gone forever. We'll never be able to recreate that. I just went crazy.
It was weird.
But we're back here, John.
Yeah. This week?
There's the desk.
Yeah. I thought you didn't touch
me. I came in at the crack of dawn, armed with a drill. Talk to me about what you can see.
I can see a perfectly reconstructed desk, Joel.
It's exquisitely well repaired, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd never know.
Your carpentry skills finally got some use.
Yeah, my granddad's a carpenter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he teach you these skills? Or
yeah, he taught me. He taught me this, yeah. He also taught me how to podcast. Don't tell anyone about that, by the way, guys. Don't mention it to anyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. follow us on social media, then you'll be the best listener.